Scientists today warned that pressure building beneath a lava dome in the mouth of Indonesia's most volatile volcano could trigger one of its most deadliest blasts in years, as residents living along the slopes were moved to temporary camps. Mount Merapi has seen increased volcanic activity in recent days, and officials have raised the alert level for the mountain to its highest level. It last erupted in 2006 when it sent an avalanche of blistering gases and rock fragments racing down the mountain that killed two people. Yeni Sorani is the country manager for Catholic Relief Services Indonesia. She spoke with Kelsey Brennan-Wessels about the precautions being taken.
That area is in the Yogyakarta province and surrounded by residential area, but also a farming area. So most of the people there are farmers, farming on vegetable plantation and, you know, all types of life around there. And also there are some tourist destinations just at the foot of the mountain that would heavily affected should this mountain erupt. People in that area are already told by the local government to evacuate, especially people within the 6-kilometer radius. But so far, I think only a small number of people who are living really close to that mountain were evacuated.
Is Catholic Relief Services in Indonesia preparing for the eruption?
Yes, actually we've been watching this volcano for the past few weeks because it's already active and we have preposition materials for distribution if we need to, and that is located only 3 hours drive from the volcano. I think in addition to CRS and many other international NGOs are also now preparing for the worst, you know, of this situation, and also local governments are all well aware, including the scientific groups in that area watching the volcano. We're all ready for that.
Now, has CRS been involved in helping people during past eruptions?
Back in 2006, we were helping people in the evacuation center by providing food and non-food items like blankets and room to the affected people in that area.